Here's a quick roundup of news you need to know today, Thursday, April 18, 2024. The power grids of Luzon and Visayas still on alert this Thursday as the sizzling heat continues to cause electricity demand to spike. Grid operators say the Luzon grid will be under red and yellow alert throughout the day, while the Visayas grid will be placed under yellow alert from 1 p.m. to 9 p.m. The NGCP expects the Luzon grid to be under yellow alert until tomorrow, while the Visayas power grid is seen to remain under a similar alert until next week. House Deputy Minority Leader Franz Castro calling for clear-cut policies to address the alleged Chinese infiltration happening in the Philippines. Castro clarifies the Philippines is not against having Chinese nationals in the country, but she notes Manila's maritime row with Beijing complicates the matter. Security analyst Chester Cabalsa, meanwhile, notes aside from Cagayan, other areas like Subic are also seeing an influx of Chinese students. China sounds the alarm over the upcoming joint military drills between the Philippines and the U.S. Beijing's foreign ministry warns the Balikatan exercises will only lead to what it called greater insecurity in the South China Sea. China asserts it will continue to staunchly defend its maritime rights, calling the exercises another provocation by Washington and Manila. And President Marcos named as one of Time magazine's 100 most influential people for this year. Time cited Marcos's efforts to rehabilitate his family's name. Marcos is the son of the late dictator Ferdinand Marcos Sr., who plundered billions and declared martial law, which left thousands dead. Time also cited the younger Marcos's success in steadying the Philippines' post-pandemic economy, as well as elevating the country on the world stage. And that's your news alert. For more stories, go to news.abs-cbn.com and iwanttfc.pp.